Listen up, athletes. Freestyle swimming might look deceptively simple from the deck, but the data tells a completely different story. Over 60% of you are currently fighting against fundamental technical errors that create drag, waste precious energy, and quietly increase your injury risk. Correcting these interconnected biomechanics isn't just about fixing a stroke. It's about transforming that inefficient thrashing into fluid, powerful swimming. Research shows that more than 60% of swimmers drop their elbows, nearly half maintain an eyes-forward head position, and over 45% are entering the water with incorrect hand placement. Let's lock in the foundation. Proper head and body alignment is everything. When you look forward, your hips sink, and that dramatically increases water resistance. To maintain a truly streamlined position, keep your head neutral with your eyes fixed directly on the pool's black line. That simple visual cue keeps your spine aligned and allows your hips to float naturally near the surface. Now let's talk propulsion. Your arm and hand mechanics generate up to 90% of your forward drive. Your hands must enter the water at shoulder width, visualizing that as the 11 and 1 o'clock positions. Crossing the midline only creates instability and unnecessary shoulder strain. During recovery, keep that elbow slightly higher than the wrist to avoid drag and joint stress. For maximum water grip, I want you to employ the early vertical forearm technique. Press the forearm and hand downward as a single unit, keep the elbow pointing outward, and only engage the lat muscles after the forearm becomes vertical. Sprinters might utilize deeper straight arm pulls for raw power, but you distance athletes benefit from a higher elbow position to minimize resistance. And let's address breathing, because technique here is often the primary cause of fatigue. Lifting your head forward disrupts your balance and sinks your legs. Instead, rotate your head to the side while keeping it perfectly aligned with your spine. Follow the one goggle rule by keeping one eye and one ear underwater during each breath to maintain horizontal stability. Never hold your breath. Continuously exhale underwater through the nose and mouth to clear carbon dioxide. This creates a natural vacuum in the lungs, allowing air to rush in effortlessly upon rotation. Your legs contribute roughly 40% of propulsion, but improper kicking sabotages that performance. Drive the kick from the hips, not the knees, maintaining a knee bend of roughly 120 degrees. Limit kick amplitude to about 18 inches to balance forward drive with drag reduction. Body rotation should be controlled and unified. Over-rotating to a 90-degree angle destabilizes the stroke. Synchronize your kick with a natural two-beat rhythm that mirrors walking, using hip drive to assist rotation. Critical takeaways for implementation. Swimming mechanics function as an interconnected system, so correcting one element often improves others. Focus on mastering one technical adjustment at a time to allow muscle memory to adapt without overwhelm. Utilize targeted drills like the EVF freeze, catch-up drill, and shallow water breathing practice to reinforce proper form. Because self-assessment often misses subtle flaws, record underwater footage or work with a coach to identify those blind spots. Ultimately, prioritizing precise technique over brute strength significantly increases speed, extends endurance, prevents shoulder injuries, and makes swimming feel natural rather than exhausting. Trust the process, refine the mechanics, and let's get out there and swim faster.